ain't that something another, mm-hmm. you know. I ain't. And she knows better, but she does mm-hmm. it for the heck of doing it.
How do you feel about when you were growing up? Were you taught to be real conscious of, you know, this is correct or this isn't?
Yes, I was.
What
are you talking about? Grammar-wise or what?
Well, just with language. I mean,
with language-wise, if I used ain't or what have you, my mother would stop me right there and make me say it over and say it correctly. And certain things, like I have a bad habit. If something happens, I would say, well, I haven't seen that happen before. And my father would stop me and make me take off the before. Because if it has never happened, it has never happened. It just should be, I haven't seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And forget it.
Would you ever use the word be, like, say, whenever I get home from school, she'd be at the house?
No.
How does that sound?
Let's see. Whenever I get home from school, she would be at the house.
But just not use the word would. Just say she'd be there.
No. Generally, I don't. I would have to put would or will or something
uh-huh.
else before that.
What about, like, you say, she takes me to school every day
mm-hmm.
rather than she takes... How does that sound?
It doesn't sound very good at all, and I'm very critical of that. Well, that happens to be one of my little pet peeves, when people chop off S's or put S's where they should not be. That's something that irritates me, but I know that many people can't do anything about it, but it's something that, you know, I catch real quick. And
mm-hmm. Would you ever say, I bring that over
no.
here?
No. I'll take it over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I could say if a person calls me and asks me to bring something to them, I might say, okay, I'll bring it later.
Uh-huh.
But that...
You wouldn't put the S on it?
No.
Mm-hmm. I take it, yeah.
No.
Someone asked you, is that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, I didn't go into town, so it...
wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
pretty.
And a child might say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even...
prettier.
And what can a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
ballpoint pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
pens. Diaper pens.
You pronounce those words differently, or...
what?
P-E-N and P-I-N.
Pen, pens, diaper pens, ballpoint pen, ballpoint, am I? I can't tell.
Soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
I didn't understand you.
Soup comes in a can made out of...
tin.
And
aluminum.
A dime is worth...
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit.
And what are the parts of a three-piece suit?
What are the parts?
Yeah, of a three-piece
man's
mm-hmm.
three-piece suit? The coat, the vest, and pants.
Any other names for pants?
Trousers.
What would people out in the country wear? It comes up. You know what I mean?
Coveralls, overalls, whatever they might call them.
What's the difference?
Basically the same terminology, I
mm-hmm.
believe.
You went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it. You tell someone, would you run inside and...